Fuck, the air conditioning is turning on again. Please ignore that. It might start screaming. There. Anyway. Fuck. Come on, right as I started recording. Anyway, let's please turn to the page in our books class about the Cranky Pants questionnaire. I told Nicol that I would do this when it was appropriate to do so, and last night I was pretty annoyed. Anyway, so we're gonna do this. I haven't read all the questions, and I skimmed over them, and they seemed like things that I have that require thought. So we're gonna see what happens, because I'm not smart, so we'll try. Anyway, number one, philosophically speaking, yes, I can read. Philosophically speaking, the best way to deal with anger and disappointment is A, attack. My name is prepared to die. B, embrace. C, shrug. Okay, so I feel like I would separate these two, anger and disappointment. I would separate, because let me think about it, because my first instinct with anger is always to attack. Literally, I wanted to kick someone in the balls yesterday because they wronged me. I won't go too into detail, but a little while later, after the cloud of rage had faded from my mind, I realized that was probably a stupid thing to do. It would have caused a scene. I am not as strong as I think I am. No, but it's really easy to kick someone in the balls. Easy. Easy peasy. But I feel like shrugging off anger and disappointment is the best way to go, the best way to live your life. If you want to fight everyone, it's very distracting. It's hard to get things done when you're so mad. So just, like, let yourself go. I'm trying to teach myself that, because, I am a feisty little ball of fuck you sometimes. Two, contemplating vengeance. Yes, I can speak. Contemplating vengeance. What's your pleasure? Poison, piston, anthrax, ice pick, or car bomb? Car bomb? Bonus question, which is more effective, blackmail, death threats, character assassination? Okay, I'll do bonus question first. I like blackmail. Do I like blackmail? No, I feel like that would be most effective, though. Because, yeah, blackmail is definitely the most effective. Because death threats, I don't know, they could be thick-skinned. Like, that might not get to them, or it might not affect them in the way that you want it to. Fuck off, air conditioner! Oh my god, I might have to redo this later. I don't want to. Blackmail is the way to go. Also, the anthrax is that big thing. That's very descriptive. The heavy thing. I would pick poison, because that just seems like, I don't know. I'm feeling poisonous today. Number three, when confronted by a bona fide jerk, do you 1) get mad, 2) get even, 4) there's supposed to be 3? I don't know, man. Smile and practice acceptance, because what goes around comes around. Well, usually I just smile and practice acceptance. Or I just kinda. Not because I'm mature enough to realize that it's prob that they're probably not worth it. Actually, sometimes I feel like I'm mature enough, but usually it's just 'cause I was conditioned to just let things go and to just like you don't have it within yourself to like get even with this person. Like they're doing them and you do you. Number four. Do you consider. Oh, but I do get mad though. I just don't show it. So I guess a combination of one and four. Or one and three. Yeah. Four. Do you consider problems barricades, temporary setbacks, or opportunities? Okay, do you. Okay, sorry. I read that wrong. Fuck. Here it is. Do you consider problems barricades, temporary setbacks, or opportunities to practice patience? I would consider problems opportunities to practice, not so much patience. Well, yeah, kind of patience, because then you have to work through them, and I don't know, but it's like problems are their learning experiences. Yay! Let's become a better person because how you handle that is gonna shape who you are. If you throw a hissy fit, then that's gonna be a thing. Or, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, number five. Don't bring a gun to a knife fight. Sound advice or excuse for weak people who flunked out of the Assassin's Guild. Oh my god. I'd say that's sound advice. Yeah. Go on, man. Fisticuffs, let's go. Or, not fisticuffs. Knifesicuffs. Fuck. Next question! Pity party, table for one? Bullshit. Get down off the cross, we need the wood. Enough throwing gasoline on fire. You ready to turn the shit around? How do you stop feeling sorry for yourself? Oh, okay. Right. How do you stop feeling sorry for yourself? Usually I. Beep, beep, beep. What was I gonna say? Sorry, I got distracted. I kinda just realized that shit's not worth wasting your time over. And it's just not worth. It's just not worth. Wow, what timing. I'm getting some messages. Anyway, how do you stop feeling sorry for yourself? How do I stop feeling sorry for myself? Eventually, I just move on, I guess. Or I realize maybe I was being a little bitch boy and I need to suck it up. And I'm just like, alright, okay. Because there's always. I don't know, sometimes when I'm crying, there's always a point where I'm just like in the middle of sobbing, like uncontrollably, and then something clicks in my brain and I'm like, you don't need to be doing this anymore. Like the catharsis was good, but like you're done. And then something switches off inside of me. And I'm like, all right, this is over now. I'm done. Yeah. What else? Six. Let it out. Which of these options, ooh, appeals to you more? A. Whack a pillow with a wiffle bat. Share your feelings with friends who won't consign you bullshit. C. Have angry sex. Angry sex with whom? Who? I never know what the correct usage of whom is. The whomst. Fuck, now I'm thinking about the word whom and not this question. Anyway, but I tell my friends about my feelings. That's usually what I do. It depends. If I'm really mad, 'cause, well, okay, a lot of the stuff that I deal with nowadays is like mind games. So you kind of have to talk it out, and it doesn't make sense to just it like the stuff that gets me riled up doesn't make me want to punch things so much anymore. Yeah. Let's talk about our feelings. 7. Sexual healing. Which DWA turns your frown upside down? I don't know. I always have a couple, like, ones that I'll, like, if I've listened to something recently and it's, like, in my saves, then I'll just listen to that. I don't know. I just turn to my saves and I listen to a lot of, Oh, okay. All right. Lavendery posted the most beautiful meme audio that I've ever laid eyes on. I was very impressed on how she was able to keep it together. the delivery was on point, and it was just, it combined all of my favorite things. Memes, DWA, because I made a little post on my sub about how I don't know how to be funny and sexy at the same time. But she nailed it. So right now, at this very moment, it would be hers because it's hilarious. 8. Name 3 things you are grateful for right now. I'm grateful for. This is heckin' cheesy. I'm gonna save that one for last. I'm thankful for my roommates because they're great and I love them and I can tell them anything, like literally anything. We hold nothing back. They know about GWA. They know about my job, which really I'm not supposed to. I mean, I'm not supposed to promote it, but I guess I'm allowed to talk to it. I don't know. I mean, talk about it. I don't fucking know. That's one thing. Another thing, I'm thankful I have some throat coat tea right now, and my throat is. I've been ruining my throat recently a lot, and I have a lot of voice major friends, and they keep yelling at me for it. And, it really helps. It really soothes me. Makes me calm down, and it tastes good too. I really like it. It's like licorice-y and all this fun stuff. It's good. It's good. It's sweet. And 3, I'm thankful that I live in an age where I have the opportunities that I have. And even though there's like still like some bullshit sexism, patriarchy shit going on, and I am a minority, and that's shitty. And I am part of the LGBTQ community. That's kind of shitty. But despite all that, I have these support systems and I have these opportunities, and legally, I can do whatever the fuck I want. There's no freaking caste system preventing me from pursuing the job that I want to pursue. And I have the opportunity to grow, and I've been coming from a place where I had a lot of self-doubt, and I've been surrounded by people who told me, you know what, fuck it, you can do it, you just live your life, and that makes me really happy. So yeah. 9. Nothing gets those sweet, sweet endorphins flowing like exercise. Do you prefer to go for a stroll, charge up a hill, have enthusiastic sex, punch a heavy bag, or dance? Well, I've been lifting recently, like legit. That's a thing, and I like rolling up to the gym, and a lot of the girls at the gym don't go over to like the free weight section, and I just. Which, and I'm just like, well, they're doing their thing, and like it takes like as much skill, probably more, honestly. Like, girls come up with better workouts than guys do. Guys just like pick things up and put things down, but then like girls like are they do like generally they do like a lot better stuff. But I've been taught to work out like a guy, and I don't have girlfriends who are like into fitness. So anyway, so I lift. I love dancing. I used to, like, over the summer I tried to get back into like MMA, like kickboxing stuff. I like wasn't really into it. I wasn't really into it. I just don't have as much of that anger anymore. Or at least, like, the anger will come in small bursts. And then after that, it's, like, discipline, you know, to get better at it. I am very open for some enthusiastic sex, but the opportunity has not arisen. Am I supposed to pick one? Dance. I love dancing. Dancing is my life. 10. Whoever said you can't buy happiness hasn't had a massage or bought new lingerie. Please describe. Name your favorite self-indulgence. Well, I like buying drinks that come in bottles because I fucking love bottles. So that's my self-indulgence. I would say, like, going out for, like, nice food. Like, going out to a restaurant, like a sit-down meal, is a good self-indulgence. That's the thing that I would, like, most willingly, like, spend, like, a ridiculous amount of money on, is going out to eat. Favorite. That was that. Yes. I have yet to buy, Never mind. 11. Pull your head out of your ass. Roll up your sleeves and volunteer for a worthy cause like... Fuck. There's an organization on campus that helps. I forget what it's called. It might be specific to our school, so I'm not going to say what it is. But there's an organization that helps women who are victims of sex trafficking get out of their situation. And then they house them, and they, like, give them a place to stay, and they help them get back on their feet. So that is a big thing. No one should have to want to... No one should have to be in that situation where they're being forced to have sex against their will. It disgusts me. It makes me really upset. I'm getting emotional. But yes. Do that. And also helping victims of domestic violence get out of their situations. That's very important as well. Also, the hurricane things that have been happening. We're supposed to get, like, what's it called? Hurricane Irma? Irma is, it's been bumped down to a Category 3, I think. I don't know. I feel like that's still bad, though. I don't know a lot about hurricanes. But yes, donate to Hurricane Harvey things. And help out with that. It's great. It's a good time. It's not a good time? I don't know. Anyway, my screen turned off. 1 second. Oop. And finally, 12. Number one tune on your happy music playlist is... What is it? I just spilled tea on myself, it's fine. right now. Let's see. Let's go over to Spotify. Fuck you, air conditioner. songs. In the Middle, Dodie. I love that song. It's the cutest fucking song ever, and it makes me so happy. I'm gonna try to put it in the post, but it's the most adorable song about a threesome you will ever hear. And I love Dodie, and I love the song, and it's great, and it's beautiful. So happy. Yes. So, those were my question answers. Fuck, I can't speak. I don't know. Sometimes people find this shit endearing. But, I'm just a mess. It's fine. It's fine. People like messes, I guess. So, I hope you had a good time listening. And the air conditioner has come back around, so I will leave. It's playing me out. Bye-bye.